From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock, August 6th. Sports Desk Live, here's what matters this hour. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. A wanted man, but would Liverpool's Gakpo be a good fit at Spurs? Tottenham want Liverpool forward Cody Gakpo, and manager Roberto De Zerbi sees him as a versatile piece for his attack. Gakpo can play left wing, central striker, or a false next. Second, from The Guardian Sport. Inexperienced halves pair get nod for first Wallabies test under new coach Les Kiss. So Les Kiss is making his debut as the Wallabies coach, and he's going with a relatively inexperienced combo at the halves. Ryan Lonergan and Declan Meredith will start against Japan in Osaka. This is a nod to the new coach's vision, but it's worth noting he's largely sticking with the group that Joe Schmidt had in place before he left. That's a good sign that he's building on the foundation laid by his predecessor, even if the results weren't exactly what the team was hoping for. Just 12 wins and 31 tests over 2 years. We'll see how this new combo performs under Kiss's leadership. Up next, third, from Sky Sports, Joe Ward, the unluckiest man in Irish boxing. Joe Ward was a tremendous amateur talent with a golden future ahead of him, but he was struck by misfortune after misfortune. Now at Dublin's Three Arena on Saturday live on Sky Sports against unbeaten contender Artjom Kasparian, he looks to fight his way to the top of the pro sport. Joe Ward had the world at his feet. He was an amateur boxing sensation. He had a golden future laid out before him. Until disaster struck over and over again. In 2011, Ward made history, becoming the youngest Irish boxer to win a gold medal at the Senior European Championships. And then, fourth from awful announcing, Shadur Sanders on handling media criticism, things I don't respect, I don't give my time to. Shadur Sanders experienced a shocking slide in the 2025 NFL draft. At one point, the former Colorado Buffalo's star quarterback was mocked to go as high as number one overall. But in the actual draft, Sanders fell all the way to the fifth round before the Cleveland Browns swooped in to take him 144th overall. Mel Kiper Jr. may die on the hill that Sanders deserved to be a first-round quarterback. But even if Sanders isn't a first-round draft pick, he was covered like one as a rookie. Next, fifth from PFT Alt. DeMeco Ryans' Jadeveon Clowney is fitting right in. Jadeveon Clowney is back in Houston after 12 years and has already impressed head coach DeMeco Ryans. Ryans says the veteran edge rusher is explosive off the edge, consistently finding the quarterback and fitting the Texans' defensive identity. He's picking up the playbook fast, seeing regular snaps and making early plays that give the unit depth. The added rotation means the defensive line can stay fresh longer. A flexibility Ryans highlighted is key for the season. Linebacker Azeez Al-Shaer noted the defense keeps getting richer, and if the offense clicks, Houston could emerge as a top contender in a tough conference. Up next, sixth from PFT Alt, Mike McDonald provides update on Zach Charbonnet's rehab. Zach Charbonnet underwent surgery to repair the torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee on February 20. He started training camp on the active, physically unable to perform list, and it seems likely he will begin the season on the reserve PUP list. Seahawks coach Mike McDonald provided an update on the running back's rehab. It's just a progression that you've got to be able to do to get your body ready to play, especially at the running back position, McDonald said via video from Brian Nemhauser of HawkBlogger.com. He's going through it, hitting his hurdles, and we're rolling. And then, seventh, from PFT Alt, Deebo Samuel's deal has a $4.1 million base and up to $2.9 million in incentives. The initial reports as to many NFL player contracts focus on the up-to amount since it's a bigger number, and it's usually the number that gets attached to the deal. Receiver Deebo Samuel's one-year homecoming contract with the 49ers is worth up to $7 million. Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area has supplied some of the details. Samuel gets a $490,000 roster bonus and a base salary of $3.27 million. The base deal includes a per-game roster bonus of $20,000 per game for a total of $340,000. That pushes the base value to $4.1 million. Next, 8th from awful announcing. Nick Wright puts on fake news hat for Kevin Durant burner breakdown. Nick Wright, a regular on FS1's First Things First, appeared on the Dan Le Batard show and sparked a lively discussion about Kevin Durant's alleged burner accounts. Wright confidently claimed to have information about the burner accounts, but acknowledged he wasn't a journalist and couldn't confirm the details. He invoked his fake news hat to distinguish between speculation and reporting, saying he was sharing information he'd been told by someone with knowledge, but not revealing his source. Le Batard and Amin El Hassan questioned Wright's approach, highlighting the blurred line between pundit and reporter in sports media. Wright defended his method, saying he tries to make it clear when he's sharing informed speculation, but acknowledged that his viewers might not always be able to tell the difference. This exchange raises questions about media literacy and the responsibility of commentators to clearly label their sources and opinions. Up next, 9th from PFT Alt, Sean McVay on Aaron Donald's tryout. I think he could make the team. Aaron Donald did not intend to create more comeback speculation, but the defensive tackle did just that Wednesday. Donald worked out at the Rams team facility with Rams equipment, requiring the team to report his visit as a tryout on the NFL's personnel notice. Did it come across as a tryout? Rams coach Sean McVay asked NFL Network. Best tryout we've ever had. I think he could make the team. The third-time defensive player of the year wanted to see how he felt in a helmet as he considers a return to the NFL after a two-year absence. And then, 10th from PFT Alt, Bijan Robinson's congratulations included a text from Matthew McConaughey. Yes, Matthew McConaughey is a Commanders fan, but he's also a Texas supporter, and so he supports Texas players in the NFL. One Texas player who has done very well in the NFL is Falcons running back Bijan Robinson. Via JJ Post of ESPN, Robinson told reporters that McConaughey was one of the first people to contact Robinson when news of his new contract broke. As soon as the news hit, Matthew McConaughey hit me, Robinson said. As soon as it hit, I think it hit at like 7:56 a.m. ET. Like 7:58 a.m., he texted me. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at thestoryflow.com.